There's a saying, the best time to plant a tree is right now. Does that logic apply to inheritances? Hi, I'm Rob West. Well, it just might in some cases. In other words, is there a benefit to giving your kids an early inheritance? And how exactly would you do that? Harlan Akala joins us today to talk about how a reverse mortgage could accomplish that. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, Harlan Akala joins us again today. He's a good friend of ours here at Faith and Finance. He's an expert on reverse mortgages with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program, and we always look forward to our time together. Harlan, welcome back.
Good morning, Rob. Good to talk with you.
Great to have you here. Harlan, who knew there could be so many uses for a reverse mortgage, like giving an early inheritance? So we should probably start with the definition, though, before we dive into this. We're, of course, talking about a home equity conversion mortgage, or what's commonly referred to as a HECM. So why don't you tell us what that is and how it differs from other types of reverse mortgages that some of our listeners may have heard about in the past?
Well, sure, Rob. Some of them are outright dangerous, and that's why a lot of people are very skeptical of any reverse mortgage. But a HECM has three main issues, and that is that you can take tax-free cash, not all of it, but 30 to 50% of the value of your house out of your house tax-free while you're guaranteed to live in it until you're 150 years old. And even if the value of your house goes down and the balance goes up, it's non-recourse. So you cannot leave your children with a debt. You can never be kicked out of the house early if the value of your house drops. So it has absolute government guarantees as part of the insurance program that starts in the beginning of the mortgage.
Yeah. And that's a key point there, Harlan, compared to even a conventional mortgage, because what folks may not realize is you're personally guaranteeing that with a conventional mortgage. So if your home dropped in value, or let's say, you're personally responsible, right?
That's exactly right. No matter what happens, you're responsible or your heirs are responsible for that amount of money that you owe. We hear all the time in Christian circles, the borrower is a servant to the lender. Here, you're relieved of that responsibility. FHA is responsible. The value of your house is responsible. Never you nor your heirs. And there's no ownership change. You always keep ownership of the house. So it is the least risky mortgage that you can possibly get. And, of course, only available in the fourth quarter of life after you're 62.
Yeah, and the reality, Harlan, is that the amount of wealth tied up in home equity is massive. Give us a rough estimate of what that is.
Yeah, we're at $14 trillion. So it's the asset hiding in plain sight that we like to say. It's built up so much over the last 10 years. In the last 20 years, it used to be about $4 trillion. Now it's $14 trillion, more than three times as much. And it is such a huge amount of wealth that nobody really pays attention to. And yet we should, because there's more money there than sitting in even IRAs and life insurance policies and annuities. And so from a stewardship standpoint, we just have to be aware of how we should use that, because the only thing we know for sure is we can't take it with us when our earthly house is dissolved. There's a building in heaven. And so we certainly need to decide what to do with it, because it doesn't go with us.
Well, yeah, and it's one of the few assets we have that we can tap into tax-free. Now, let me be clear. There's a lot of people that say, I want to get out of debt, and I think that's a good thing, and stay there throughout my retirement years. Great. Do that. I think the key here is, and we've talked to Harlan about this before, is this is a different type of product than perhaps you've been familiar with in the past. And as a planning tool, let's consider all assets to make sure we're tapping into them in the most strategic and wise way from a tax planning standpoint. And that, of course, brings us to this topic today of an early inheritance. We're going to dive into this after the break, Harlan. We've got about 45 seconds. Just set this up for us, though.
Well, yes, we certainly need to be aware that this wealth is going to be transferred one way or another, and it's hard to argue that the best way to give away wealth is with wisdom. When we're alive, when we have control, when we can give instruction with that wealth, and our housing wealth is simply part of what we've been able to accumulate over our lifetime.
Yeah, that's well said. I love what you said there about transferring wisdom before wealth. In fact, that's the title of our next study coming out at FaithFi in early May, Wisdom Over Wealth, 12 Lessons on Money from Ecclesiastes. The point is clear, though. Wisdom preserves, wealth does not. Back with Harlan Akala after this. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. There are more security cameras around today than ever before, and most of us are recorded by them multiple times every day without even being aware of it. In the same way, we might be unaware of God's watchful eye on us, but Psalm 15:3 reminds us, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry." And for the Christian, that's a great source of comfort, because the eyes of the Father on you are not like some cosmic security camera trying to catch you doing something wrong. No, you're like the child who is under the watchful, kind gaze of a father who loves you, is attentive to your needs, and provides for you. Get more daily encouragement in God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Try it out today. Visit getanchor.com.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, a growing national network of pastors committed to the authority of Scripture and preaching the whole counsel of God. We believe biblical obedience is the foundation for revival, and impacting our culture for Christ is our duty. For too long, the pulpits of America have been silent on the important issues such as marriage and family and assault on our liberty. Join us in the battle for truth on Stand in the Gap weekend, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on American Family Radio, and visit us at AmericanPastorsNetwork.org.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often, yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal each day, to be hopeful, to be theologically sound, to be wise and even expert in how we guide you in being a faithful steward of God's money. If you have a question today, Harlan Akala is here. We'd love to hear from you and take your questions throughout the broadcast today. Harlan is our resident expert on reverse mortgages from Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. And he's agreed to hang out with us throughout the broadcast today. We'll be taking your questions on any financial topic. But specifically today, if you have questions on mortgages or even specifically a reverse mortgage, this would be a great opportunity for you to call 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. Our team is standing by. You can call right now. We'll be taking those calls here in just a moment. 800-525-7000. All right, Harlan, let's dive back in. You know, we're talking about a reverse mortgage, specifically a HECM, home equity conversion mortgage, which, as you pointed out during the break, or excuse me, before the break, is different than perhaps the reverse mortgages we've been familiar with in the past. And that's where a lot of those kind of worst case scenarios have been made, known, but that's different than today's products. But specifically as it relates to transferring wealth, you know, we don't have to always do that at death. You know, we certainly, that needs to be a part of our thinking, but if we want to transfer some of that wealth alongside wisdom while we're alive, perhaps as a planning tool, a reverse mortgage could be a way to consider that. So let's talk about what that might look like.
Well, I encourage everyone that's listening to ask their adult children what they are doing with their giving. Some may be very familiar with that and know what they're doing. And some may be a bit surprised at where they're actually donating their money. Where they donate their money is probably where they're going to donate our money when we pass away. And so I think that our involvement is so critical on that. And it really works more than one way. Sometimes it's a legacy that we can give to our children as a help for a down payment because it's so hard for young people to afford houses. And so some people that we work with are taking money out of their house that is paid off or mostly paid off, giving it to their children as a tax-free gift so that their kids can afford to buy a house, their adult children. And sometimes it's just helping them out with private education because they're concerned about the public school system. And they help so that their grandchildren are able to go to a private Christian school instead of, which is obviously more expensive than heading off to the public school. And then sometimes it just comes down to giving. I know that it's easy because I did my reverse mortgage 3 years ago. It's easier for me to have more disposable income that I can be more giving and that I can that teach the kids as well to be able to do that because of how I have changed my cash flow in my fourth quarter of life. So there's so many different ways that if we're going to give something away, whether it's from an IRA or whether it's from our savings account or a house, it's all assets that we can control. And we shouldn't look at housing wealth really different than any other wealth if there's no risk associated with pulling that money out.
Harlan Akala here today. He's an expert in reverse mortgages. Perhaps you're considering how this might work in your situation. We'll be taking your calls here in just a moment. I've got lines open, 800-525-7000. Harlan, it reminded me what you were just talking about of what Ron Blue says in the book Splitting Heirs. He says, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. And I've always loved that. And I think, you know, this really opens up that possibility. But you also pointed out something else, and that was just home affordability is so challenging right now because of the cost of housing, not to mention the, you know, the mortgage interest rates. And you, in part, because of your own reverse mortgage, have allowed your sons to get into their homes, haven't you?
Well, yes, because when you think about it, when I pass away, if I'm fortunate enough to live into my 80s, my kids are all in their 50s and 60s. They need houses now, not one house for all four of them when I pass. And so all of them have houses that have grown in value. I just got some of the estimates yesterday when you get the little things from Redfin or Realtor.com or whatever. And it feels good that because I was able to help them, they're building some of their own home equity because I was able to help them earlier. If I would have put all the money into my house to pay it off, I wouldn't have been able to help them as much to make sure that they had a good start. And so that's kind of a legacy that you can give early because if we just wait until the end, the timing is completely different than what it would be otherwise. And quite frankly, that allows them to be because they have are able to afford their houses. It enables for them to be more giving and generous as well, that we can teach them the same.
Yeah. We talked about passing wisdom before wealth and that values transfer, Harlan. And I know, you know, a change in cash flow like you experienced with your own reverse mortgage might be the difference between you being able to take some mission trips with the family or intentional vacations to not only invest in your children, but also your grandchildren and even be intentional about passing on those values, right?
Well, many of our clients, including myself, I learned about it from my clients, is to take when you take a trip with a child, an adult child, and your grandchildren, there is a closeness and a lot of time together. It's not like having them over for dinner for an hour or two. You're traveling together. You're sleeping in the same place, and you're spending a lot of time, 24 hours a day, obviously, for a week or 2 weeks. and that those to be able to take them somewhere where they can kind of understand how we can be of help to others, and with the mission and vision trips of being able to talk to them about those very important things that, yeah, we can maybe leave a letter after we pass away, but that conversation back and forth when you have that one-on-one time, I've experienced is completely different than just a quick meal together or meeting them for coffee or something like that. Not that those little times should be neglected, but reverse mortgage vacations and spending some of that time with travel of being able to help others is dramatic. And, you know, a movement just partnered with Food for the Hungry, where we target different areas of the country with Food for the Hungry to not only teach a village about Christianity, but also about how to take care of their families and how to get food and water systems and so on. That's one of the things that I'm going to do as part of our giving, and many of the people at Movement is work together, with our children, our grandchildren, to give money every month and write to those kids in the Dominican Republic or Haiti or wherever we're doing the work, and make that a part of our giving that we give with our children and our grandchildren. So there's so many things that you can do when the cash flow is freed up. Yes, you're giving early and you will end up with less equity at the end of your life, but obviously more giving during the time that you're alive.
Yeah, and the reality is one of the keys here is never a mortgage payment unless you want to. You can always pay into it and pay it down, but you don't have to. So that's the game changer on the cash flow, especially if you have some mortgage left in this season of life that, you know, would go away and be paid off by the reverse. You know, so a lot of people don't realize that is the reality, Harlan. Let's do this. We're going to have to hit our next break here. When we come back, though, we'll begin to dive into your questions, some great questions on reverse mortgages. We'll talk to Lou and Louisiana, Cindy in Ohio, Linda's out in Montana, John in North Carolina. I do have room for a couple of additional questions. The number 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. Harlan Akala here today with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. If you'd like to learn more, go to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. Back with much more just around the corner. Stick around.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Helping you see God as your ultimate treasure. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, my friend Harlan Akala from Movement Mortgage. He's a reverse mortgage expert. He's literally written the book on the topic. He joins us regularly. Movement is an underwriter of this program. We're taking your questions today on reverse mortgages specifically, perhaps a misunderstood planning tool in that fourth quarter of life. We'll shed some light on your questions today. We've got two lines open, 800-525-7000. We'll get back to our topic as well throughout the broadcast, and that is specifically the idea that could a reverse mortgage be a way for you to systematically transfer values and wisdom alongside wealth while you're alive to your heirs rather than waiting and doing all of that at death? Let's go to the phones. Lou's been waiting patiently in Louisiana. Lou, go right ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Rob. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a reverse mortgage, and we use the proceeds out of it to repair the house, and all the proceeds are gone. You know,
yes.
What I can get out of it. My question is, for instance, let's say I have a little $3,000 checking account somewhere, and it's not drawing interest. Would you put that in, you know, would you pay that back to the reverse mortgage to be able to make some money? Because I know they pay interest on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Great question.
And then be able to take it out.
Yes, sir. Great question. Harlan.
Yeah, Lou, first of all, you need to make sure that your reverse mortgage is a line of credit, because some of them are not. And if you pay it back, you can't get it back out. But most of the loans that we do are a line of credit, so that when you pay it, and it'll say it right on the top of your statement. So we highly recommend that if you have a line of credit and you have money sitting around doing nothing, of course, you're charged the going rate of interest against your equity. So we don't technically pay you interest, but what we do is not charge you that interest. So let's say that there was going to be 6% on that $3,000 or whatever. Well, if you pay it in, you will not be charged that amount, and then there will be more equity left, and that money will still be 100% available to you, that you can get it out within 5 days whenever you need it. So it's a good idea when you have lazy money, as we call it, laying around, put it into the reverse mortgage. You can always get it back. When my sister saves for her taxes and insurance, she just pays monthly into the reverse mortgage and then pulls it out at the end of the year when she needs it. A lot of our clients do that. So it would be a wise thing to do, Lou. And if you've got money sitting around that's doing nothing, get it into the reverse mortgage, because you can always get it back as long as, of course, it's a line of credit. Great question.
Lou, is that helpful?
Yeah. Yes, it does. One quick question. You get all the $3,000, say you can get all the $3,000 back in time, you know, as you need it, or they charge you anything?
No, never a fee to get it out. You get the $3,000 back, plus whatever the increase, whatever the increase of the rate of interest is. So let's say that was $200 over a period of a year. If you put in $3,000 at the beginning of the year, you'll get $3,200 back at the end of the year. And there is no monthly fee, no withdrawal fees, nothing like that that are allowed. So you're going to get 100% of it back, plus whatever the interest that you would have been charged that you didn't charge because you gave it back to us. So you get it all back plus the interest increase. So that's why it feels like we're actually paying you interest on your money.
Interesting. Lou, thanks for your call, sir. Harlan, before we go to this next question, you know, another point on these line of credit reverse mortgages is that as your home is increasing in value, that also is increasing the line that's available, correct?
Exactly correct. And even if your line doesn't increase in value, we are tied to whatever the 10-year treasury is. So your line of credit is guaranteed to go up even if your house does not, which was very important back in 2008, 2012 when house prices dropped. Your line of credit is always guaranteed to go up because of the mortgage insurance that is the guarantee from FHA.
Yeah, interesting. Let's go to Ohio. Cindy, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question, and I almost feel like it may be a silly one, but I thought I'd ask. I'm a recent widow. My husband passed away at COVID at 59 a couple years ago, and I'm on limited income. And I fortunately own my own home out. I have no mortgage. My brother had said, this is why I'm asking, that I could somehow do a reverse mortgage, even though I don't have a mortgage, and use the equity in my home through like a bank if I needed to, if I got, you know, needed more cash availability. Is that an option?
Yeah, great question, Cindy, and I'm so sorry to hear about your husband's passing. Harlan, yeah, this is a perfect situation, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is, Cindy. One of the most difficult things, the reason I got into the business is to help widows, because I saw that it's very difficult after a husband passes. And, of course, it's usually the woman that is left behind. Statistically, that's just the way it is, and so sorry to hear as well. But I've run into this literally hundreds of times. Without question, you should look at your home as when you set up a line of credit, it's just like your brother explained. It's not a silly question at all. If you have your house completely paid off, well, then we just set up a line of credit that grows every month and you just use what you need. And then at the end, if your house is worth $300,000 and you pass away and you use $50,000, well, there's still $250,000 left over. You're just pulling out part of what is available. So it's a wise thing because you never know what surprises come up. And when you're in a fixed income, if all of a sudden you need a big repair or a car or a roof replacement, or you just want to go on a trip and a mission trip and you don't have the money to do it, well, the money is sitting right in your living room. We just make it available to you. So it's simply a wise use of your funds and a wise use of your assets to make them available. We've just created liquidity for something that is not liquid because the money is sitting in your house.
Yeah. Cindy, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I have another question.
Let's do this. I've got to take a break, but if you'll hold right there, Cindy, we will get to that second question right after the break, and then Linda coming your way as well. I think the other key point here, Cindy, just keep in mind, never have a payment. There will never be a payment unless you want to pay something in toward that line of credit. We'll get your second question just around the corner. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
In rural Malawi, baby Esther was taken in by her grandparents when her mother died. Resources were scarce, and Esther suffered from malnutrition for years until God transformed her life. Today, through Cross International, Esther receives nutritious meals, drinks clean water, and is taught about the hope found only in Jesus. But other children are still waiting. Make an eternal impact on a child now with a $62 gift at crossinternational.org/faith.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We stand on the biblical truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are endowed by Him with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Before the break, we were talking to Cindy in Ohio. Cindy is a recent widow, and she's wondering about a reverse mortgage. Harlan Ackle is here today, riding alongside me and tackling your reverse mortgage question. Cindy, go ahead with that second question.
Yeah, the second part of the question is, if I were to move, because I am still fairly young, what would that just be, the amount that I have left over when I sell the home? Would that tie me into that, living in that home forever? Or could I sell the home and then just, obviously, I would owe back whatever I depleted, and that's all I would get, I'm guessing. So that was my question, the second part.
Yeah, great question. Harlan?
Well, what it comes down to is, and what a lot of people don't realize, I'm glad you brought this up, because a lot of people don't realize that you can buy a house with a reverse mortgage. So sometimes the house that we're in our 60s is not the house that we're going to be in, or it even makes sense for us to be in our 80s. Maybe we're going to move closer to children or a better weather situation or whatever the scenario is. So what happens is let's say that you have a $300,000 house, you use 50, well, then you got 250 left. So you sell your house. When you buy another house, you can use that equity to do a reverse mortgage on the next house and then not have a payment there and still have money available as well. So that is exactly the way that you would do it. We have to guarantee that you can be in that house for the rest of your life, but you don't have to guarantee us any amount of time. There's no prepayment penalty. You can move whenever you want. You just pay what was used, and then you move on to the next house that you have a reverse mortgage. Some of my clients are on their fourth reverse mortgage because they've moved or followed children or health issues or whatever. So you are never required to stay in one place longer than what makes sense for your lifestyle. But most people only move once in their fourth quarter of life. But certainly you have the ability to do that. You are not locked into that home.
Does that clear it up, Cindy?
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the help, and I'll let you move on to the next caller. I really appreciate it. That helped a lot.
Absolutely. Let me ask you to stay on the line. I'm going to send you a gift. It's the book Wise Women Managing Money. One of our friends, Miriam Neff, wrote this book when her husband Bob passed away for widows thrust into managing the family finances. I think it'll be an encouragement to you, Cindy. So stay right there. Our team will get your information. We'll send that to you as our gift. Let's go to Montana. Linda, you've been waiting very patiently. Go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. My situation is, we don't have a mortgage. We bought a house for our daughter outright with cash. She is paying us back. We have a very self-sufficient son. So I kind of have two questions. Does a reverse mortgage help anywhere with us? And how do I give tax-free money to our kids?
Yeah, great question. Harlan?
Well, it sure is. One of the things that I encourage you to do to make sure, depending upon what your personal situation is when you, let's say you buy a $400,000 house for your children, well, then $400,000 is tied up. it's usually a good idea rather than you being the bank, even though you can give better right. interest rates and so on, obviously, is for you to give a gift, the down payment, and then allow the children to owe the rest, especially if you have more than one child. So I need to know more about your specific situation to give you an idea of how best to make sure that you're passing things on tax-free and that it's a benefit for them as well as for you. But the it's a good idea to have them have a mortgage and the responsibility, and you're just giving them the amount for the down payment so that you can retain the rest of the money for yourself and for any other children of what your plans are for the money that you have. So you don't have as much tied up in one place, because it's never a good idea to buy one stock and have several hundred thousand dollars in one stock. The same thing really applies to real estate. You don't want to have $200,000-$400,000 in one real estate stock. It just allows you to be able to spread things around and be safer with diversification.
Hmm. Linda, is that helpful?
So would they then have to take out a mortgage loan then?
Yes.
Would they need... And then would they have to do the home equity conversion mortgage?
Well, they would not do it until they're 62. You would just do it to pull money out of your house so that you can be of help to them. So they have a larger down payment. Maybe you give them a 20, 30, 40, even 50% down payment so they can afford their mortgage. So they would take out a traditional mortgage while you took out a reverse mortgage to be able to help them to decrease their debt load and their payment load so that they can afford it, which is kind of what you're doing by them pay you back. It would just be a modification of that where you wouldn't have as much money tied up into one place so you can help multiple children and have money for yourself and the things that you want to give as well.
And the key here is, Harlan, just to make sure everybody's on the same page, because this is not their primary residence, Linda and her husband, as the owners of this property that their children are living in, they would not be able to do a HECM because it's not their primary, correct?
Correct. You would. Thanks for clarifying that, Rob. You would be pulling money out of your personal house where you live so that you can give the money to them early because they're going to get your house probably at the end anyway. So you're simply pulling some of the money out early and talking about what we're mentioning at the top of the hour. You're simply giving them an early inheritance, part of your house early, that they do not have to pay you back on, because that's actually decreasing their inheritance. You're simply giving it to them early rather than at the end so they can afford their house today.
Does that make sense, Linda?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I probably couldn't tell it back to you, but thank you so much for all that information.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Movement Mortgage.
Yeah, go to movement.com/faith, and Harlan would be happy to connect with you and anyone else listening to kind of go through the specifics on any questions you have. But Linda, thanks for your call today. We appreciate it. Corinne is in Texas. By the way, we do have some lines open, 800-525-7000. Harlan Akala here today, our good friend and author of a book on reverse mortgages, but he joins us frequently on this topic. If you have a question today, we'd love to get you in on the conversation. We've got room for you right now, 800-525-7000. Corinne, go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
my husband is now in a nursing home. I couldn't take care of him anymore. And he is on Medicaid now. We have a reverse mortgage on our home. I'm going to have to move, excuse me, so I can be closer to him in the nursing home. We live more than an hour away. My question is, of course, his name is also on the deed. When I sell this house, if there's any proceeds, but would that affect his Medicaid? I hadn't even thought of that until just this week.
Yes.
Something was said somewhere, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Great question, Corinne. Harlan?
Nothing.
Yeah, I do actually have done a number of seminars for estate planning attorneys and elder law attorneys that deal with Medicaid on a regular basis. So even though I'm not an attorney, I have a lot of experience in dealing with that simply because we've worked with so many attorneys in this exact situation. Every state is a little bit different, I'll just give you a general answer, and then I'd be happy to connect you with an attorney that can make that more clear.
Harlan, let me jump in. I'm going to ask you to hold that answer till after the break. We've got to hit this next break, and then we'll be back with our final segment. Corinne, ask you to stay right there. John, coming your way after the break, and we'll get to a few other questions as well in our final segment. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. He's Harlan Akala. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
How much control, unfortunately, the executive office does have to direct a lot of these procedures in terms of amnesty, you know, what they can do, even though Congress needs to step it up. And we know constitutionally they should be making sure that the law reflects the American position. But law enforcement is the executive branch. And if you're not enforcing the law, then the law is merely just on paper.
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. We're talking about reverse mortgages, specifically a home equity conversion mortgage, an often misunderstood planning tool in that fourth quarter of life. Specifically, we started today by talking about tapping a reverse mortgage for an early inheritance and being able to use the resources to pass wisdom and values through experiences and generosity, but also mission trips and other opportunities as well. We're also taking your calls today, and the lines are full, so we'll get to as many as we can here between now and the end of the program. Let's see. Before the break, we were talking to Corinne in Texas, and Corinne specifically had a question about reverse mortgages and her husband in a nursing home and just the Medicaid impact of this type of tool. And Harlan, I know you teach seminars on this all the time. Give us your thoughts for Corinne.
Yeah, I've got most of my seminars are an hour to 2 hours, so I'll condense it down very shortly. And the bottom okay. line is that everything is very individual. Sometimes even counties inside of a state have different rules. Almost everywhere, a house is not a countable asset. So home equity, a reverse mortgage is a perfect way to store money, to make it accessible that you can pull it out so it never goes above a certain amount, so it doesn't disqualify your husband for Medicaid. When too much is taken out, it can cause a problem with it. So you need to use the benefit of a reverse mortgage. It's wise to have a reverse mortgage when you're dealing with Medicaid. But you have to be careful about turning a non-countable asset into a countable asset. Depending upon your area, should you sell your house and buy the next house with a reverse mortgage? Almost for sure, to be able to preserve your husband's eligibility. If you take the money out and rent, it could completely disqualify him. So this is a very crucial decision and very important decision. So be careful how you do it. And I'd be happy to give you some information as to people to talk to make sure that you don't make a mistake and lose that eligibility.
By the way, to get more information and speak to Harlan, movement.com/faith, movement.com/faith. Corinne, is that helpful?
It is helpful. helpful. And so I appreciate that very much. I'm so lost in everything. He took care of finances, and I'm just groping here for yes. for what I have to do. But I appreciate that.
Hart, well, I was just going to know you're fine. I certainly understand. And Harlan would be happy to connect with you and even pass you off to somebody who could be dialed into your specific questions if you have them legally. We'd also love to send you a copy of the book I mentioned earlier, and that is Wise Women Managing Money. I think that'll be an encouragement to you. But, Corinne, Lord bless you. Thanks for being on the program today. Call anytime. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I feel a little bit awkward calling in, but thank you for taking my call. Listen, I am 73 years old, and I am totally blind. A two-part question. I own my own home. I've been owning it for the last 13 years, and it's getting to be a bit much for me to manage it, but I still kind of like to live here. My home's worth about, we'll say about $150,000, $170,000, somewhere along up in there. My question is this. Is a reverse mortgage something that might work for me to where I could have the responsibilities of taking care of the house, such as getting the grass cut, fixing plumbing, that kind of thing, handled by somebody else, and I would just get a monthly payment for the rest of my life, and when I die, I would go to a bank or something like that? Hmm. How does that work? I'm a single guy. I've never been married. I don't have any kids. I was born with a retina damage, and I never did get married. So I was trying to figure out if that might be something for me, or should I forget about it and just sell my house and move into an apartment complex, you know?
Yeah, very good. Harlan?
Well, it's a very personal decision of where you want to live, but the key thing that you said, John, is I'd really like to live here. And there's so many people that move because of money when there's lots of money sitting right in their house. So when some people say, well, it's just too much for me to take care of. I can't cut the grass. I can't shovel the snow. I can't do the things that I needed to do wherever it's located. You don't have to worry about shoveling snow down in Louisiana, of course. But the bottom line is that the money inside your house can keep you in the house. National Council on Aging has a brochure called Use Your Home to Stay at Home. And that's certainly something that getting a monthly check is something that a lot of people do, so they know they've got enough for their normal expenses, the maintenance, the things that they need to do to keep their house a nice, livable place to be for the rest of their life. And I just want to correct one thing. We do not take your house at the end. Whatever's left, make sure you have things in place. If you're going to give it to a church, if you're going to give it to a foundation, just make sure whatever money is left over belongs to you or your heirs, not to us. So even though you don't have any children, we will help you set things up that whatever's left, that we know where it's going to go when you pass away. So it would seem to me that this would be a perfect scenario, unless you say, I'd just rather live with somebody else and be in a different community. But if you love to stay in your house, we have helped many, many people over the years to stay in the house when money was the only object. And I think that that would be a great thing to explore.
JohnMovement.com/faith to learn more. Thanks for your call, sir. Let's see. We're going to stay in Louisiana. Robert, go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 77 years old. I'm handicapped, wheelchair bound for 10 years. Would I qualify for a reverse mortgage? My home is a mobile home. It's 18 by 80, 1,440 square foot. It's a little more than I can handle on my own. But I'm wondering, would I qualify for a reverse mortgage?
Yeah. Harlan?
Well, certainly with your age and being disabled, you have no issue. You just got to be over 62. And whether you're disabled or unable to, whether you're wheelchair bound or not, has no bearing on it. You'd still qualify. Your home itself has to qualify because that's the collateral. And some mobile homes do, some don't. Some people sell their mobile home and buy a smaller house or a condo and use the equity in their mobile home because you can go up to a larger amount. Let's say you sell it for $100,000 and you need $150,000 to move somewhere else. Sometimes that's done if your house doesn't qualify. So without getting more details in your house and looking it up online and getting the tax bill and so on, I wouldn't be able to say, nobody would be able to say for sure whether or not you qualify. But should you check it out, absolutely, it could make your life a lot simpler, especially with the adversities that you're handling with being handicapped. So I'd love to see if we could make your life simpler than what it is.
Yeah, very good. Robert, thanks for your call, sir. To Georgia. Hi, Sarah. Go ahead.
Hi.
Thanks for your call. How can we help you?
Hey, I'm calling actually for my sister who has executive. I forget the title.
She's the executor?
She's taken over all of her bills, including the mortgage. But she's having to take on a little extra work to take care of all of that. Would she be eligible for a reverse mortgage with a line of credit?
Harlan?
Well, it's certainly possible. Is she living in the house with mom? Is that what you're saying, that she's kind of taking over for mom?
So, no.
You have to live in the house. It has to be your primary residence in order to take out a reverse mortgage. So and she would either have to take it out of her own house or out of mom's house, whatever the situation is. So the short answer is maybe, and we just have to look into it a little bit deeper. But if you mention executor, that usually means after death. Power of attorney is before death. As your mom, her mom passed away?
Mom is still living.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Then she's not an executor. She's so maybe it's something that
like a trustee or a power of attorney. Sure. Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, she's still living.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. I think you need to look into this.
She may not be eligible.
Yeah, she may not be. And so you need to dig into this a bit further. There would be a question mark there. But it's a great question, Sarah. We appreciate your call today. Let's finish up in Ohio. Tim, you'll be our final caller. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Rob, how are you? Great to talk to you.
You as well.
I got a quick question. If you have a VA loan, is that eligible for reverse mortgage?
Because
I'm trying to do almost like the... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Harlan.
So the answer is maybe. What you're talking about is a refinance out of a forward mortgage, which is what I did when I got to be 62. I refinanced my forward mortgage, my traditional mortgage, into a regular mortgage. So a VA loan is obviously a traditional regular mortgage that you make payments. So we'd simply refinance that VA loan in if it makes sense and if it's right for you and you qualify, then we'd refinance that VA loan into a reverse mortgage, which would have optional payments. And we do that every day of the week, of course. That's something that is very normal to eliminate that payment so it creates more cash flow so you can be of more help to your family and it's easier for you to make it as well. So the short answer is yes, any VA loans are eligible to be refinanced into a reverse mortgage, which is an FHA product, which is a kind of a similar type of government guarantee, just that it has no payments.
Excellent. Tim, we appreciate your call today. Harlan, wow, we covered a lot of ground. We're so thankful for your time today. And you always shed great information and light on this topic that's so often misunderstood. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be here, Rob.
All right. That's Harlan Akala. He's with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. If you'd like to connect with Harlan or his team to learn more, you can go to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. Well, if you want to support our work here at Faith and Finance, becoming a Faith 5 partner would be the way to do that. There's already 8 that have become partners just today. And as a thank you, we send you 4 copies of our magazine, Faithful Steward, all of our studies and devotionals. You can check it out, faithfi.com/give. Big thanks to my team today, Devin Patrick, Jim Henry, Taylor Stanrich, and Sandy Dickinson handling our phones today. Go out and live for Jesus today. Make God your ultimate treasure. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.